What's going on, wrestling fans? Welcome into another edition of Near Falls with D-Hall, a wrestling podcast. Today, it is my favorite episode of the year. My favorite project, the Whipio preseason preview. So pumped up to release this to you guys. Just right off the bat, we're doing it a little bit different than we did last year. Last year, I had them all together on one. It was like 3 hours long. It was a lot. This year, I'm changing it up. Each single team is going to have their own little video, their own little episode of the pod. So you won't have to sift through all the other stuff. Super excited for that. We talked to all these different coaches, man. I had 30 guys come on from across AA and AAA, which shattered my goals for this year, which is awesome. So yeah, man, just super excited to release this to you guys. It was a lot of fun. These coaches were open and honest. They had great insight, and for me, man, just to sit down and listen to these guys talk about what they're wrestling, there's not much better in my world. So without further ado, here is the Whipio preseason preview. Thank you guys, love Jens, as always, brought to you by Switch Custom Apparel.
Welcome to the Near Falls Whipio Show, where D-Hall and Kaz are gonna tell you all the things you wanna know. Whether it's Trinity or Spencer Lee or Mr. Kurt Angle, just ask Vinny D, Whipio, Ken and Mac for sure. They got the interviews to serve your soul.
Joining me next on the call, we have head coach of Connellsville Area High School, Coach Bill Swink. How are you, sir?
I'm great, Donnie. Yourself?
I'm doing really well indeed. Good. Super pumped up to have you on. Head coach of the Connellsville Area Falcons, one of the most decorated programs in the Whipio. But first things first, how's the alumni doing? I know that you got a couple guys wrestling in college, Jared Kessler making his debut for the Pitt Panthers. But besides him, what's going on with your guys that come through your program?
Yeah, well, you know, Jared, like you said, is at Pitt, and then we've got four guys wrestling at UPJ right now: Dakota Rogers, Chad Ozias, Gabe Ruggieri, and Chad Jesko. And we have a couple of Clarion as well, Mason Prinky and Casper Hinckley. So those are the guys that are wrestling, you know, right now in college. So. Fair number of guys out there still putting those straps up and getting on the mat.
Love that. That's good stuff indeed. Okay. Next thing I have, how has the off-season program gone for you guys?
Off-season, I feel, has gone really well. You know, every year that since I've been here, it's gotten better. Kids have gotten stronger. They've been consistent in both the weight room and in the wrestling room, you know, good numbers. Last week we were, you know, we had 50 boys in the room and about 18 girls. So, you know, numbers are strong. And then, you know, we do a youth night once a week. We started that in April and ran it all the way through last week. So, you know, those a little smaller.
What's that mean? You guys just have practice once a week?
Once a week with the youth guys, yeah, with you know, K through six guys and girls. I mean, we've got girls too, so yeah. So it's been really good.
All right, man. Next thing I got, big topic I have on my schedule for you. You guys are building a state of the art wrestling room off the side of the high school, man. I'm super pumped up to come down and see it when it's all complete. But obviously, this has been a long time coming for you guys. I'm going to give you a big window here. Go ahead and talk about your project.
Okay. Yeah. The project, I mean, when I first moved back, we kind of talked about it a little bit and, you know, we, brought back, the first thing we did was we brought back our alumni group called the Greater Collinsville Wrestling Club. You know, it was in existence from the late 80s through probably the late 90s, early 2000s, and it kind of disappeared. We brought that group back, got them going, and, you know, we last fall, we went to the school board to see if we could potentially do something, and they gave us permission to do that. So then the alumni group started to go out and raise money, and we started that in March, and we broke ground like June the 5th or 6th, and it's almost complete right now. It should be a couple weeks until we get to move in to the new facility.
It's going to be done by wrestling season? I know it's wrestling season's here, but like December? Yeah.
Yeah, I think we should be in there early December. That's the hope, you know, and, you know, it's hard to believe a little school in Fayette County can raise $1 million to build a new wrestling room. But, you know, it's going to be really nice. We're going to have three 40 by 40 mats in it. Plus we have room on each end where we'll have workout areas. We have a little office in there. Some
it's gonna be like a college facility, man. That's awesome stuff.
It's gonna be unbelievable, and we're excited and very appreciative of all the people who contributed. You know.
So talk about that a little bit farther. I've been following this very closely on your guys' Facebook, and just seeing the community come together to make this project happen. I mean, it seems like every step of the way. You know, I'm in the trades myself. You guys have a different tradesman that has been a part of the program or a friend of the program to come in and do work. I love that. That hits so hard for me. I think that is just so cool.
Yeah, I mean, it is. You know, our alumni group is very diverse, but three of them, George Harvey, who also helps coach with us, Jeff Hatfield, Jake's Hatfield, and Joe Saylor. You know, they're all in that business. So they have had, they've been the project managers, so to speak. And, you know, their connections in those industries and with the former wrestlers that are still in doing those things has just been tremendous. And, you know, and then the business community has been great as well as just the local community as far as donations of, you know, labor, materials, money, you name it, they've given it to us. So it's been one heck of a project. Troy Rosenberry's our president. He kind of guides the process and you know, they're all former Collinsville wrestlers and it's amazing. It really is. It's going to be really nice. And to do it as quick as they have, like, right. You know, when they started, I said, can we move in this year? And they were like, yeah. And everyone's like, it won't happen. you know, other people were like, it won't happen.
Right.
It's going to happen. So it's.
I love that.
Yeah.
All right. Enough of the cushy, messy stuff, because I'm excited about the wrestling room, just as you guys are. But let's get into the team, man. You guys have always had one of the best teams in the WIPU. No different than last year, finishing just short of making it to the state tournament. Talk about that team. Talk about the off-season program that you guys have built to try to get over that hump this year.
Yeah, I mean, you know, last year, you know, we didn't have I would say the last good week of the dual season there or the last day. Saturday we didn't wrestle great, and we had a few injuries that changed our lineup a little bit, you know, so we needed a little more depth, which is something we're trying hard to work on for this year. And and it varies. Some years you have big classes, some years not so big classes. So you know, maybe last year we could have kept a couple more freshmen up and that would have gave us some depth. So you know, those are things that we look at continuously. You know, the whole junior high model, I left here in 91, but in Virginia, it's middle school and high school. There is no junior high. So, you know, our ninth graders in PA, we're probably the only ones that are still doing it as a junior high model. So, you know, that's something.
It's definitely odd, and you do bring up the junior high, talking about you had some of those guys down there that bring you depth, but in the same breath, you had one of the most dominant junior high teams I've seen in years last year. I know it's going to continue. You guys are very loaded down there, but talk about some of those freshmen. Obviously, I know the big talented one that seems to be coming out is Vioma's little brother, Kai, but besides him, who are some of the other freshmen that, that you look to maybe do big things right off the rip?
Right off the bat, yeah. I mean, we have a big freshman group, and I don't know. I'm probably going to keep four or five up with us, and the rest will leave with the junior high. But Kai Vielma, I mean, he's had a great off season. You know, he's grown. He's wrestled really well. Nolan Rice, Tommy Gretz, Chase Sparks, Will Snyder. You know, the first four, they're smaller guys. Will, he's you know, more of a 60, 72 pounder type guy. So, but those guys are all really good. I mean, they've all, you know, PJW, Keystone, place winners, things like that. So we're looking for a lot out of them. You know, and we have, I don't know, eight starters coming back on top of those guys.
Yeah, who's some of those leaders that are helped grow in those guys?
Sure. You know, we got Lonzie Vielma, Evan Petrovich, those two, Tyler Gallus, good with those three juniors. They've all started since they were freshmen for us. They're back. Some more, Julian Ruggieri, Gabe's little brother, back. Zach Franks, Landon Lynn, who were freshmen that wrestled varsity for us last year. Nick Rohall, he's got a couple of good seasons under him. He's a senior. In fact, he's the only senior that that started last year. So we have some other seniors, but none were in the varsity lineup. Chris Cook had a good sophomore year last year. A couple other juniors, Trent Huffman, Carter Wilson, I think can help us. Trent started as a freshman, didn't start last year as a sophomore. So, you know, he's got a lot of experience. Some of those guys, 10th graders that were on the junior high squad, I think we'll add as well. Cooper Limbo, Wyatt Hall, Dom Black, Parker Limbo, they're a set of twins, Cooper and Parker. I think those 10th graders too will be big contributors along with those freshmen. Like you said, that junior high team was really, really good last year and 2 years ago. It's going to be pretty good.
You guys always have a good junior high team. Don't kid me. Yeah. I know how it is out there.
So, yeah, those guys are all, you know, got good experience and have been around and wrestle a lot, work out all the time. They're either working out all year or they're playing football. So they're staying active and getting after some things. So
good stuff.
Excited to have this. It's a really young group, and I'm excited for it.
Maybe you're excited for it, but the rest of the Whitfield is like, shit, the Connellsville is just getting younger and younger. Okay. next thing I got on the docket, room games. How do you let these guys get warmed up? Are they dodgeball group, kickball group, handball group? What are we talking about?
We're mostly dodgeball. We like some dodgeball. They break some things playing dodgeball. And then spikeball. I would say those are the two big things our guys like to do up in the room. So, yeah, I told them I'm going to have to buy the soft dodgeballs for the new room because we're going to have TVs
everywhere. Yeah, it can't be breaking stuff in the new room.
Yeah, can't be doing that. So, well, yeah, spike ball, dodgeball, that's where we're at.
Yeah, man, that's good
in stuff. In the new room, I think we might do some handball.
Yeah, that seems to be the common thread. Everyone seems to be kind of everyone seems to kind of like the handball.
Yeah.
Okay, coaching staff, who's helping you lead the charge?
Okay, coaches, got, you know, Chad Jesko coming back. He's been with me since the beginning. Ashton Primus, we added last year to the staff. George Harvey, who's been around forever. I don't know if many people know this, but he's coached with every head coach in the history of college wrestling. So
that's impressive.
It's pretty impressive. George and I actually, you know, we graduated together. Justin Haynes, he's back helping us again. And then we have a new volunteer. You might know Zach Snyder. Who was the Mount Pleasant coach. He's going to be back in Collinsville helping us as well. So that'll be the folks with our high school program this year. So
very good stuff.
Good staff. All Collinsville people, all very successful wrestlers. So
you guys have a very limited alumni base to pick from for coaches. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, there's a lot of college guys out there coaching other than these guys too.
I know.
So.
It's awesome, man. Yeah. That's what I noticed when I started ripping through the Whitfield. Everyone's like, I got a little Connorsville tie. I'm like, go figure. Everyone seems to have a Connorsville tie. You know, Kyle Martin, and then it, obviously you talk about Zack Snyder and things of that nature. But yeah, man, that's good stuff. Okay, social medias. How can we follow your team this year?
Well, Facebook, Twitter. We have Instagram. We have all those on social media, so you can follow us there. They're all pretty active. We have a pretty good website too that keeps updated and. You know, it has a whole program information there from the youth program, the junior high, then the high school boys and girls. If you want it, you can find it there. So, yeah, we're pretty active on social media. And then, you know, Facebook, we have a wrestling page, and then we have the alumni page too. So they do some cool stuff on the alumni page during the season as far as like history and things like that of the program. He did some dual meet.
I follow that. It's one of my favorite pages, man. You find a lot of history on that page. Troy does a good
job. You can. So, you know, we try to do that and keep people engaged.
I love that. Coach, thank you so much for sitting down and taking some time out for me.
Hey, thanks for having me, Donnie. And really appreciate what you guys do for the sport of wrestling in the Whitfield. I mean, it's awesome. And I look forward to listening to everything you guys do. So thanks.
Yeah, man. We're going to be doing Tuesday show. So we'll definitely have you on or one of the kids on throughout the year.
Sounds good. I'd love to do it. And they would too.
My man. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Donnie.